I like the gloom and doom and gloom and doom.
Well, it definitely needs to cool the fuck off because it was super hot this weekend. It was nasty.
Yeah, and we weren't even here. But apparently it was 101 here.
Are you kidding?
Yesterday.
Well, I felt like it was 101 in LA, so.
Yeah, it was nice and hot. And it wasn't helped by the fact that we were in an air-conditioned room.
There was a swamp cooler.
Okay.
Oh my god, you should have saw Brandy's face. She was so mad.
I mean, it was cool, but it was like hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I feel like with DTLA, the weather's usually muggy and not very hot, but it was stupid hot for September.
Dude, global fucking warming.
Climate change is real. It's called, nobody wants to admit to global warming, but they'll talk about climate change.
It's not nobody wants to admit to it. It's just that ignorant ass people are running the country right now.
Well, yeah, so, Brandy, how was your week?
I don't know. What's my week?
You never know how your week is.
I don't even remember what happened.
You always 2 days ago. That.
Because it's like
2 days ago was Friday, and what'd you do on Friday? We were at Outlier Fool.
I know, but we weren't there all day. We got there in the evening. So what did we do before that?
You took your son to school.
Oh yeah. Ugh, yeah. And I fucking killed my battery, and I had to call AAA to come jump me. Sitting in my car in the parking lot at Home Depot, and I was writing a blog post for fucking insurance company. actually, it was web content. It wasn't a blog post. It was web content. But anyway, and I left my car, like the ignition part, because I put the windows down because I was parked in the shade, but you know it was hot, so I put the windows down. And it just like it turned off the radio because I had the radio on, and so it turned off, and I was like, okay, and I turn it off and then turn it back to like the whatever that is, that middle part where it's, the radio will come on or whatever.
Yeah.
And it didn't. And I was like, and then I tried to start it and it was like, and I was like, fuck. And so I have jumper cables, but like nobody was parked near me to that I could ask to jump my car. So I was like, fine, I have fucking AAA. I pay for AAA. I might as well fucking use it.
True.
So I called AAA and they came and jumped my car. So, because I was waiting, because Giovanni's school is right next to Home Depot, so I was just waiting. So, yeah, that's what happened on Friday.
Dude, you didn't tell me that at all.
I know, I didn't think about it, because it was just like...
Boring.
Like, what the fuck? Like, killed my battery, and then came back, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, okay, I haven't worked on my books this week, except for, like, I think on Monday, maybe I did a little bit. But I haven't written a word, and I'm pissed, because I'm behind... My deadline, I said, you know, was supposed to be by my birthday to finish book three. And now I'm like, I have to like seclude myself in a bubble for like 72 hours in order to get as much writing done as I need to do. And it's just not going to happen.
Well, your birthday is on Thursday,
okay.
The 19th. So you have some time.
To finish a book. Yeah, you know, it's really funny though. There's people that can do it. Mm-hmm. There's people that can do it. I'm just like, and all you got to do is really just sit down and write. But I'm like, oh no, that doesn't sound right. Let me change this. This doesn't make sense. And I'm just like, I overthink it. So I'm like, instead of just writing to write.
Right.
Like, just get a first draft done. I'm like, no, it has to be like almost ready to publish immediately. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy, but that's just the way my brain works.
So that's what's the battle inside your head.
Yeah, because writers, like, I'm not speaking for all writers, but... Writers in general, like, we're always thinking, like, this sucks. Like, this isn't good enough. Like, nobody wants to read this shit. But, you know, it's like one of those things where you just need to get out of your own fucking head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do that.
Well, speaking of nobody wants to read this shit, I know we're talking about your week, but I want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to the people who have read Brandy's books.
Have
purchased them and reached out to us on social. So I want to say hi and thank you so much to Linda from Cage's Kiss.
Yay,
Linda! We love you!
Thank you so much, Linda.
And also to Meg from Indoors Women and Pot Appetit.
Yay, Meg!
Meg, thank you!
Please write a review on Amazon. Even if it's a bad review, just write a review. I don't really care. Just write one.
We're not picky.
Yeah, just put something up there just so, because like, I think there's only like 2 reviews.
Yeah, it helps with visibility on Amazon and, you know, keeping the products up. It's something like that. You have to have reviews, right?
Yeah. But thank you so much for buying and, you know, reading. And if you haven't read, if you're like, oh my God, what the fuck is she talking about? Let me know, you know.
I left a review when I read it the first time. And I think I tried to go back and leave another review. And it was like, settle down, bitch. You already left a review. You can't do more than one for one.
You can edit your reviews, but you can't, yeah, you can't do multiple reviews.
Yeah. Too bad. I tried. But yeah, if you've read it, if you've enjoyed it, if you listened to it, not listened to it, but you know, whatever, read it. Please leave a review, and we do really appreciate you guys for supporting Brandy, and by supporting Brandy, you are supporting the podcast. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Was that all you had for your week, darling?
Yeah, pretty much. How was your week?
I had an interesting week. Work has just been really busy, which is good, but it takes me away from listening to podcasts at work, which is bad.
Because you're on the phone, that's right.
I'm on the phone all day, I'm in meetings, I'm doing coaching.
Excuse me. Could this meeting be handled by an email?
Okay, because I'd rather listen to this podcast right now. So I do work at work, and I stay busy. So I did listen to a new podcast, and they were, I found them because I knew they were going to Outlier Pod Festival. So I actually did listen to Holly Weird. I think it's just Holly Weird Crime Podcast or something. They spoke at Outlier.
Right. I want to see, and I was so torn. I was like, I want to hear this, and I want to hear this.
I listened to their Richie Valentino one. Is it Rhett Valentino?
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens, yeah. And they were talking about Pacoima and how people, like, mispronounce the word all the time.
Pacoima?
Yeah.
What do they say?
It's people who don't know it has a little Pacoima in it. I don't know.
What the what word do they use?
I don't know. They gave a whole bunch of ones, and it was pretty funny when they were saying the things that people say with Pacoima.
That's, if you're not from, like, Southern California, then you're probably an idiot. But whatever.
Ooh, girl. I'm gonna cut that out.
When it comes to talking about, like, this names of cities and, like, people... Okay.
Transplants don't know. It's like certain things are pronounced the way they're pronounced. Like,
they're pronounced the way they're spelled.
Exactly. Like Coanga. You know, people just read it and like, what does that say? But anyway, they were very interesting. I did actually listen to y'all's podcast before I came in.
Y'all.
Because I, of course, you know, listened to Two Girls on a Bench.
Did you sticker bomb everybody?
I did. You want a sticker? I gave away all of our stickers. But I did get to listen to them. That was the point. And then, obviously, Brandy and I were at Outlier.
It's Holly Weird Confidential.
Holly Weird Confidential.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to listen to them. I haven't had a chance to yet either.
And there's a lot of podcasts that I'm looking forward to listening to this week. We met a lot of people this weekend. It was very interesting. That was our first pod festival at Outlier in DTLA.
Yeah, it was fun.
Downtown LA. It was a lot of fun. It was very informational. There was so much information being thrown around about, like, networks and the power of a podcast network.
Yeah.
Advertising, how to, you know, get deals and work out the schematics and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, and I did, like, the ones that I went to, the... basically how to write an ad, basically is like how to, she said, I'm going to teach you how to get people to do whatever you want. And I was like, I want in on this. And I went in there and, you know, basically, and she gave us, like a link to the podcast. I mean the PowerPoint thing that she,
oh, her PowerPoint used. Presentation.
So yeah, so that's super helpful. So I'm going to look at that, but like, basically, you know, it's, you have to tell the story, tell a story, you know, relating to whatever it is that you're selling, but from your POV and, like, you know, make people relate. And that's an easier way than just being, like, reading the copy that they send you if they send you a copy, or, like, doing, like, an 80-minute freaking
promo
ad the way some podcasters do.
Yeah, 60 minutes. 60 seconds is the sweet spot.
Right.
So Brandy sat in on that. I sat in on, these guys were so awesome. Let me bring up their information just because they were cool dudes. Oh gosh. Oh yeah. My Worst Date podcast was there. The guys from Real Business Owners, Easier Accounting, Yeah. John Dinkle. What up, John? So I listened to his breakout session. And his breakout session, they're called Launch Pod Media. That's the company name. And his breakout session was, like, he helps businesses get found on social. Not even on social, on Google.
On Google?
He helps businesses and podcasts. Like, you put in the name and your content comes up just by doing a lot of keywording.
SEO.
You know, a lot of SEO with your description of your podcast and certain keywords and things that you can integrate and make yourself a little more visible, helping you get placement on Apple. He was like, just do this and they'll feature you.
Yeah, like, I honestly, that's what I remember when I was telling you, like, our website needs to be SEO optimized.
Right, but listen, let me just finish. So he also says, he says to people, hey, how many of you guys have been featured on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts? And like three people rose their hand. They're like, he said three of you guys, one time, right? And he's like, I've been featured 13 times. And he was like, just by doing this, so do this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what did he say to do?
I'm going to tell you guys, if you guys want to know, there's like a form, I took a picture of it when he was on the page. There's a section in Apple Podcasts where you just go and it says, want to be featured, pretty much, and you just submit yourself. That's it. There's a section there, and apparently nobody knows where it is and knows how to do it, and it's just go here, and they will feature you.
Do that.
So, John Dinkle from LaunchPod Media, and he also has a podcast where you can learn Japanese. He gives you, like, a five-minute lesson on his podcast and learn that. They were fun, and they were awesome people, so we're family now. So I listened to his session. And
I know, I won a hat for my pitch for a Book of Lies podcast, and I gave John my hat, because, you know, he was in need of it.
And he's bald, apparently. And he needs a hat, so.
Enjoy that hat, John.
Enjoy it, bro.
That's what, I'm like, you know what, every time I go somewhere now, I'm gonna get a freaking hat.
Yeah, man. Totally.
And if I can win that fucker, I'm going to win it. And next time, John, if you're there, I'm not giving it to you.
Sure, yeah. And then another breakout session that I really enjoyed was the Pod Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And they are based in Utah also.
Yeah.
And they are a podcast network. And he was just kind of telling you how you can optimize your network, how you can optimize all of the different podcasts that you are, you know, associated with that are kind of under the same umbrella.
Did he happen to mention how to start a podcast network?
Well, no, but I feel like I'm going to reach out and just find out and just get some, you know, knowledge.
Yeah.
But it's just like, instead of you coming with your own numbers, like, oh, you know, we've got 1,000 listens on our most popular episode, woo, to an advertiser, that's nothing, yeah, unfortunately. They're like,
who the fuck
come
are you?
With 49 of your other podcast pals. And you're like, yeah, bitch.
Together we have blah, blah, blah.
This is what we have, and this is what you need to work out for us. So, you know, let's do business.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more to be had there's more to be had. It's not just about, you know, making money, which we would love to make money eventually. But there's more things and more perks about being a podcast network.
Yeah.
And I'm very interested in their podcast and to learn a little bit more about them and their network. So lots of information. So,
yeah.
It was great. It was great. If you guys have some questions for us, hit us up.
It was super informative.
Hit us up. Yeah, we did learn a lot of things, so there's some things that we aren't talking about. There was a lot of stuff to be learned.
Yeah, I learned 20 ways to market your podcast, like, to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when I was researching, you know, our topic for today, I was like, oh, yeah, because I didn't get to write it all down, but, like, it started coming back, like, the stuff that I didn't write down that he had said.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, we need to do that. We need to do this, 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 and that. And I was like, okay, you know. A couple of things I had already mentioned to you.
Okay.
Like, yesterday when I was like, we need to start a phone number thing.
Yeah.
He mentioned that.
Okay.
And so.
Would you guys call us if we had a phone number? If we had a phone number, would you call and leave us a message?
Yeah. Tell us your story or just tell us.
Hi.
Anything in general.
Just tell us hi, how you are. Tell us how your week was. We'll share your week.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, call the number and just rant about your boyfriend did something stupid or your girlfriend, you know,
is stupid.
Yeah, do it.
We will share your story. So, yeah, Brandy wants us to get a phone number, and if you're for it, we'll do it. Well, Brandy says we have to do it anyway.
Yeah, so we're going to do it anyway.
It doesn't really matter what you guys say.
We'll give it out if
we'll
if
share it with you.
It's going to be there, but, you know, we won't share it if you're not interested.
Yeah. And then there's Room for Us All breakout session, which was mostly the Lady Pod Squad. So the ladies saw, why did I want to say Sasha?
Two girls on the bench,
Shauna and
Trisha.
They're so fun.
They're funny.
They're fun. I love them.
Oh, I left my kazoo downstairs. I was gonna blow it.
No kazoo for you. Justine from Cutaways and Pod Appetit and the co-founder of the Lady Pod Squad. Hey, girl. Hey, we met her finally, and the Hollywood Confidential.
Mm.
We met them too, and just listening to, they were just talking about your. You guys, they're talking about us, how we can interact with each other, how, you know, we could build a community out of this and what you guys want to hear. So tell us what you want to hear also. If there's something that you want us to talk about, that would be cool. Send us that information. Like, you know, we've got some requests. Like, I got to meet the one and the only Allison from Art History for All. She's the one that put us on the Maria Pia Schumann story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you guys got to hear about the Harvard Man-Eaters. Came directly from her. I got to meet her this past weekend. So, hey girl, hey, it was nice meeting you. And also another Allison from the Daily Star Trek News, a member of the Lady Pod Squad. She was super dope, awesome girl, woman, person, you know, whatever. So, we just had so much fun, and I want to go back. So, they are having another PodFest in January.
Or is it February?
So, thank you guys for having us. To Ever and Ariel? Was it Ariel?
Ariel.
You guys were wonderful, gracious hosts of the PodFest, and it was so great meeting you guys. Outlier, all your sponsors.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you so much.
Maybe we could do, wink, wink, we can do a panel. Wink, wink.
Wink,
if
wink.
You're listening.
Hint, hint.
Outlier podcast organizers.
Nudge.
Podfest organizers. Maybe we can do a panel. Winky, winky.
Okay, we got it. All right, ready. So, hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this is
Book of Lies,
the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and before I forget, we also met the folks from International Podcast Day. And International Podcast Day is on September 30th. And it is
Coming up.
It is coming up this month. It is an international celebration of the power of podcasts. And we got to meet these guys, and guess what? They're pretty much our neighbors, okay?
Yeah, we can go to their house right now.
We can go to their house right now. So I said the city that I was from. I was like, yo, Roseman in the house. And he was like, did you say Roseman? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I know where that is. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
And we found out that we are all from the same county, the county of Kern.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. So check that out. Follow us online, guys. If you aren't already, hello to our new listeners. Hello, guys. And to our returning guests. Hey, guys. We're back. I hope you enjoyed all this stuff. If you aren't following us on social media, please do follow us on Twitter, Book of Lies Pod. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. And, of course, you can visit our website at bookofliespodcast.com. And if you would like to support the podcast, meet us on Patreon.
Yeah.
We've got 2 episodes up there already that you can listen to that have only been heard by Patreon's ears. Our patrons' ears, actually. That didn't really make sense.
Mm.
But, you know, whatever. Check us out there. Okay, Brandy. Who are we talking about?
Oh, my God. Okay. So today we are talking about a woman who, according to everybody who has discussed this case, committed the largest municipal fraud in U.S. history.
Shit.
Her name is Rita Crundwell. She did some bullshit. Bullshit. Okay? Basically, that's what happened. She did some bullshit. So, my resources, my sources for this story were. Actually, there was a bunch, but there is a documentary called All the Queen's Horses. And all the I didn't get to see it, but I
there's a documentary, but yeah, I didn't see it.
I didn't get to fucking see it because it, I guess it was on Netflix at one point, but it's not anymore. Mm-hmm. But I got to hear some parts of it.
Okay.
And I also, of course, if you Google her name, like, she was on and they did an episode of American Greed about her.
Ooh, okay.
And so I got
information. I like American Greed.
Yeah. So Wikipedia. And then I also, there's this website called CP Hall Talk. It's this CPA Hall Talk. It's this gentleman by the name of Charles Hall. He's a CPA. And then he talks about shit like fucking, you know, finances and whatnot because he's a CPA. Mm-hmm. So I got a lot of information from there. Well, not a lot, just like some stuff. But anyway, so this woman, Rita Crundwell, was born Rita Humphrey to Ray and Carolyn Humphrey. And she grew up on her family's farm near Dixon, Illinois. And in 1970, a year before she graduated from high school, she began working at Dixon City Hall. All of this takes place in Dixon, Illinois.
Okay.
So she started working at Dixon City Hall as a work study student while she was still in high school. And she married a man by the name of Jerry L. Crundwell. In 1974, it might be, right? In 1974, they divorced in 1986, so he doesn't play a part in this.
12 years they were married.
Pretty much, yeah. It doesn't say whether or not she had any kids. I don't know if she did. Probably she didn't, because horses were her fucking life.
Oh, okay.
She began showing American Quarter horses in 1978. So, she was married.
Are those the big ones?
I don't know what size they are. They're not race horses, though. They're show horses.
Okay, like the Budweiser.
The Clydesdales.
Clydesdales.
I don't think they're like Clydesdales.
We're not horse people. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. But apparently, quarter horses, are show horses, mm-hmm. You know? So, she,
Do you know who has horses?
No.
It's another podcast from Les Represent. I think she does horses. I think she has horses.
Oh, okay. Well, these horses they're show horses. They're expensive horses. They require a lot of upkeep. And they are, you know, people enter them into like worldwide competitions, national competitions and shit. So
okay.
These horses are a thing. Okay, so Rita starts working at, she just becomes appointed to the treasurer and comptroller for the city of Dixon, mm-hmm. in 1983. The dude who, did the job before her retired, and so she worked at City Hall for, you know.
Ever.
Yeah. So, they're like, oh, okay, yeah. You worked at City Hall.
You seem qualified.
Come on and be the fucking comptroller. Mind you, she graduated from high school, Dixon High School. She has no, a formal, finance education.
Just
she's
a high
not
school
a
degree.
Fucking accountant. She's just some chick that was working at fucking City Hall, and they just fingered her to come and fucking do this job.
They fingered her to do the job, yeah?
Pretty much. They're like, here you go. Here you go. Assume control of all of our city's money.
Yeah, okay.
So, she does. She got a really good... Her reputation was basically, unblemished. They called her a big asset to the city, as she looks after every tax dollar as if it were her own.
I bet she did look after each one like it was her own.
Uh-huh. So, Crundwell acquired a sterling reputation in 2011... One of the city commissioners praised her stewardship of city finances, saying she looks after, every tax dollar as if it was her own. She was in this job for, basically 30 years.
Shit.
She was, a year short of 30 years when all of this bullshit came to a head.
Okay.
Look
at how exciting.
But her shenanigans didn't start until she was in the job for about 8 years, I guess.
Okay.
Over 22 years is how long this her stuff was going on.
Okay.
So in his job, she was making a salary of $80,000.
That's not bad.
Exactly. It's like for a single woman in Chicago, I mean in fucking Illinois, in small town Illinois.
Oh, she balling.
Right? $80,000 is like, that's great.
Balling.
You know? Fucking people in California aren't making $80,000 a year.
Okay. I'm not making $80,000 a year. Look at it. Balling.
Okay.
I'm balling in the AV, yo.
So, she is in charge of the city's finances. The city's budget is $6 to $8 million a year. At the most, $9 million. She's managing $9 million a year for the city, approximately, right? I don't even know, like, what, like, where she began doing this. So, okay. On December 8th, 1990, she opened a secret bank account in the city's name.
Oh, shit.
The city has, or had at the time, 6 accounts with this particular bank in the city of Dixon. She opened a 7th.
Okay.
So she called this account the Reserve Sewer Capital Development Account, or RSCDA. So it appeared to be like it was a legitimate city account.
Right.
But she was the only person who was able, who was the only signatory on the account. So she was the one who was able to write the fucking checks.
Had access.
Nobody had access to this account except her.
Okay.
What she started doing was she would have money because they had another account called Capital Development Fund, which was their a legitimate account.
Mm-hmm.
So the Capital Development Fund is where all the money would go. And she would use that account to put money into other accounts that they had for, like, the streets, for, you know, like, city maintenance projects, for police department. Like, shit like that.
Okay.
What she was doing was she would put the money, deposit money into the Capital Development Fund, mm-hmm. legitimately.
Right.
And then she would transfer the money from that fund into her sewer development account.
Because they were probably linked.
It looks like a city account. So you right. She was basically transferring money into each account, but she was transferring the bulk of the money to that particular account.
To her secret account.
Right. Nobody else knew about this account.
Shit.
Meanwhile, it's supposed to be a city account.
Okay.
She was using that account to basically fund her lifestyle.
Bitch!
So,
apparently $80,000 is not enough.
She created false invoices and wrote checks from the fund that were payable to her. It just said treasurer. That's what she wrote the checks to. Treasurer. She was the fucking treasurer. So she could cash checks on that account and spend the money however she wanted. She would, she basically, you know, she would funnel money into that account. According to federal investigations, she did this over the course of 22 years. Her duties while she was in this position were to do the following. Write checks, approve payments, create and monitor the city budget, enter a transaction into the accounting system that they used, and reconcile bank statements. So all of these things are jobs that other people should be doing. This is like, there's a checks and balances that's not happening here.
Okay.
She's in charge of all of the duties.
Wow.
All of them.
Okay.
If it has anything to do with money for the city, she is involved. Nobody else is like, she is basically the person that's controlling all the money. So she has a deputy treasurer or deputy comptroller or whatever the fuck this position is that's like directly under her that works for her.
Mm-hmm.
She'll give that person duties to do, but she doesn't she basically like parses out, you're going to do this, call the bank and get information on this particular account or this money, but like, you're not going to basically know everything that's going on.
Okay.
Okay. So keep that in mind. So she started writing these checks in 1990 is when she opened this account. Okay.
Shit.
So she used the money to not own her, and she raises these quarter horses. So she was using the money to fund her quarter horse operation and support her lifestyle. So this bitch This bitch was buying herself expensive. She was buying jewelry. She had a fucking diamond Rolex.
Ooh, like, shit.
I was watching on the video. They were showing the stuff that they, because they ended up
taking it, right?
Auctioning off all this stuff.
To get the money back, yeah.
She had this diamond Rolex. This Rolex was beautiful. Mm-hmm. A diamond fucking Rolex. She had all of these jewels. Like, she's just buying jewelry.
Is she wearing this shit to work? Because I'd be like,
no.
Okay.
So she's not wearing it to work. She's going to work dressed as like a fucking city fucking spinster. Employee. Right. Right?
Okay.
A single one because she's single.
Okay.
A single city employee. And meanwhile, while she's like going to her quarter horse fucking events and shit.
Oh, she's showing off.
She's looking
off.
Like she's at the fucking Kentucky Derby.
Got it.
With all her fucking fancy clothes and shit, furs and diamonds and whatnot. She's oh like my basically. God. Because horse owners are notoriously...
It's not cheap to own a horse.
Right. And especially if you, she had... So the woman had 400 fucking horses.
No. No, 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 no.
She had 400 horses.
That's why she needs all their money.
She had, okay, 400 horses on 22 farms in 13 states.
What?
Yes. So she's got... She's got horses everywhere, and she goes, like, she takes, like, 4 months off to go do all of these events, because there's, like, a season for, you know, horse...
That's insane.
Breeding, selling, trading, showing, whatever.
Yeah.
So, she will take off, like, this extended amount of time to go and do this. And meanwhile, she's supposed to be operating on an $80,000 salary.
Dude!
So, she's telling people that she, is getting money from these different sources. So, one lady says that she... They heard that she has this boyfriend who died. This rich boyfriend who had died and left her all his money.
Like Gretchen's boyfriend from Real Housewives of Orange County?
Ugh. Don't. Ugh.
And then, Jeff. His name is Jeff, name was right? Jeff.
Yeah. But, like, she was living with Jeff. There was... Nobody ever met this man. This boyfriend that she's talking
fictitious
about.
Fictitious boyfriend, obviously. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. And then, she told people that her parents had invested in the Campbell Soup Company, so they were getting, you know, all this money from the Campbell Soup.
Soup money?
Right. And other people just thought that her parents had money, because they had a farm.
Okay.
So they thought that she just, like, had money, and that's how she was able to afford... Because she lived in a big-ass fucking house.
Okay.
Dixon is a little town in Illinois.
So she has the biggest house on the fucking hill.
Right. Like, she's in this, like, mansion and shit, and, like... You're making $80,000
Nobody
a
was
year,
suspicious.
So what are you doing? She bought cars. She bought a fucking a mobile home. Like the attorney that recovered money for the city said that the motorhome was $4 million.
A mobile home.
Yeah, girl.
Was there a jacuzzi hot tub in there?
Oh, it was decked out. There was pictures and like I wish I'd have done screen grabs.
We still can.
But the fucking it was like everything was like leather clad and like there was like fucking like wood. I was like, why would you need all of that in a motor? But she was using this motorhome like it, she was traveling across the country doing her horse shit, and that's where she was staying in the mobile home.
She was being famous.
But it was fucking like
decked out.
Yeah, it looked like fucking Lifestyles of the Rich and fucking Famous.
This bitch
in this fucking murder home, and I was just like,
the
like,
fuck?
Like, why do you need all that? And then like you should have the horse trailer that she had. This is ridiculous.
Pulling
like,
all 400 of her horses,
right? If you could fit at least 22 in there.
Oh my God.
It was just a lot of, like, extravagant stuff that people who make $80,000 a year aren't going to be having.
Dripping extravagance.
Oh, and also she was saying that her horses were bringing her a lot of money, because they were. Like, she had some horses that were winners.
Some winners, okay.
And she was breeding, and so she was selling.
Okay.
So, you know, the horses aren't cheap.
It takes money.
But, again...
Was she
You're not making 50 fucking... Because she embezzled a total of $53.7 million from the city of Dixon.
Fuck.
That only had an annual budget of up to $9 million.
Oh my God. Well, it's been 22 years.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's do some math. Hey.
Okay, let me start shooting some numbers out for you.
Give it.
Because this is what this chick did, okay? First, on average... And this is over the 22 years. And her yearly average was $2.5 million a year.
That she embezzled.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is disgusting. disgusting to me. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, wait. There's more, okay? It gets fucking worse. So, in 1991, when she first started her scheme, because she started it in December 8th. That's when she opened that account, December 8th, 1990. Mm-hmm. In 1991, she started out small. She only embezzled $181,000.
Only 100.
But by 2008, at the where the fucking market started fucking crashing.
Okay.
The whole, you know, short.
Yeah.
The big short started.
Guys, segue. We did a collaboration with For Your Reference Podcast.
On the movie The Big Short.
On the movie The Big Short. That actually drops today, Tuesday, September 17th, I believe. Whatever this episode has dropped,
yeah.
That other episode is live. So once you're done listening to this, don't you stop right now. Wait till this episode is over. Go ahead and mosey over to For Your Reference Pod. It's just For Your Reference. They're amazing. They're friends. We have a collab on there.
And they're Australian.
And they're Aussies. They've got the greatest accents. Yeah. So go ahead and check them out and listen to our collaboration on The Big Short.
Hey, this is Liz.
Hey, this is Heather.
And we are Nerdy Bitches Podcast,
a show where two geeky ladies podcast their way through pop culture.
From movies and TV to our regular book club and everything in between, we bring you our favorite fandoms with a feminine eye.
We are talking Star Wars, Star Trek, DC, Marvel, comic books, and anime.
And don't forget sci-fi, fantasy, action movies, video games, D&D, board games, and so much more.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever you find awesome podcasts.
You can also find us hanging out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and at nerdybitches.com.
See you soon.
So yeah, basically during this time where the book short is taking place, she's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna take $5 million. So she starts from 181,000, and like toward the end of her little fucking embezzlement career,
yeah,
she's taking $5 million a year. So 2008, $5 million, or it's actually a little more than $5 million. 2009, more than $5 million. 2010, more than $5 million. So toward the end, she was starting to get fucking grandiose about how much money she was taking.
Dude, it's sick how long she was able to do this.
But listen, okay, so we haven't even like gotten into the meat of how she did it.
All
so
right, let's
keep going here. Okay, so again, the budget is up to $8 to $9 million,
and that's what they're bringing in every year.
Every year
from taxpayers,
from the state, and from taxpayers. Yeah,
okay,
because the state pays them too. The state of Illinois. They get, you know, money allotted from the state.
I need to get into politics.
Well, she's not a politician. The bitch just works for the city.
I need to work for the city.
Okay, so, again, she was also buying spa treatments, you know. Yeah, this woman was doing the most, okay. So, she covered up her embezzlement by claiming the city's frequent budget shortfalls were because the state was paying them late. So, like, oh, it's late paying our share of tax revenue, so that's why we don't have any money yet. Meanwhile, this bitch is like, oh, we're not going to do the street repairs this year because we don't have the money to do that. Because she has the money in her fucking bank account.
Aww.
So people aren't getting paid. They're getting laid off. She fucking...
What?
They only have 9 street maintenance workers in the city.
Okay.
The city only has 16,000 people in it. Oh. I'm sorry. 1,600 people in it.
Oh, my God. 1,600?
16,000. No, 16,000. I'm sorry.
I was like, damn.
The city only has 16,000 people in it. They have 9 maintenance workers to fucking fix the roads. They lay off three or four of them. So there was only 9. That was the total. And so then they're whittled down to like 5 people working to repair the fucking roads. So she basically... canceled projects.
Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
She fucking was responsible for basically saying, we can't afford to pay these people to do their jobs, so we're not going to have the jobs done, and these people aren't going to have jobs anymore.
That's so sad. It's fucked up.
Right? And she's doing this, like, this is her decision because she wants to take money from the city.
She's like, I need to get
And everybody's just like, oh, okay.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Do a fucking audit. Find the fucking money.
Oh, no, no, no. They did audit.
Okay.
They had an outside company doing their audit, their regular audits, every fucking year.
And they missed this shit.
They didn't miss it. She was giving them the documentation.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes, honey. She was keeping fucking records. She had...
She's making fake
receipts. She was making fake invoices.
Okay.
So, of course. So, they were working with a company called, I don't even remember what the fuck their names were because they got fucking sued and they had to pay some money.
Let's call them Fuck You, You Got Sued Audit
Company. The company was called, who cares?
I just told you, Fuck You, You Got Sued Audit Company.
Yeah, like she, it was called Clifton Gunderson, that's what they were called, those guys. An outside company that they would pay every year to do their audits. And the auditors, they were like, you know, everything is good. But this company that she was using to audit, that the city was using to audit their information, she was also using them to do her personal tax returns.
Bitch.
Her personal income taxes.
They had their hands. Their hands are getting greased.
Well, here's what happened. Her salary is $80,000 a year.
Yeah.
And she's pulling in... And, like, her financials are showing that she's making $300,000 over her salary, and they never questioned it. They never questioned it. They never said, hey, what's this? What is this? This is a big fucking discrepancy.
Yeah.
They didn't say shit. They were like, oh, okay, everything's good here. Meh. And they closed it. You know, they fucking signed off on it, closed it, whatever. They were doing the same thing for the city.
Shit.
They would look at it. She would give them the documentation. They would look at it, and they would just sign off on it.
That's so stupid.
Because, again, she had this fucking reputation for being super, super fucking tenacious about every single dollar that was spent in the city. So, people are just trusting her, and they're taking her word for everything. Again, there is no separation of duties for this woman, so she's in control of the bank account, she's in control of the spending, she's in control of the receiving, she's in control of the documentation, she's in control... of everything.
Maybe she was like, y'all need to give me a raise because I'm doing too much. You know what? I'm gonna give myself a raise. Fuck y'all.
Oh, she was like, nobody can get a raise because we don't have enough money in the budget. She was fucking denying raises. Like, nobody had a raise in like 10 years because this bitch was taking the money.
Yeah, she's filthy.
So, when the recession started in 2008, people were like, I think this bitch is stealing. Like, people started getting suspicious.
I think this bitch is stealing.
So.
I'm sorry.
They, you know, but they couldn't prove anything. Because she had her hand, she was controlling the information that they were receiving.
Mm-hmm.
She was controlling the message. There's a neighboring town called Sterling, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
They have about the same population, about the same budget. But they're realizing that, how come you guys can't get shit done?
Like, our shit's popping and you guys...
And we have more than enough money. We have extra.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on over there?
Okay, yeah.
So, the city manager writes a letter to Dixon asking... Why are you guys in a fucking deficit when we have a surplus? What? This makes no sense. So, they don't go into specifics, but I'm guessing Rita got the fucking letter.
Because look at, they're probably like, Rita's like, you motherfuckers. Look at, she gets the letter. She's like, shut your filthy fucking mouth.
Don't talk about our money.
It's none of your damn business what we do with our money. I've got horses to feed.
So, basically, right? So... basically, like, I'm thinking she got the letter and it just disappeared because they never say what happened to this fucking letter. But they talk to the city manager. He's like, I wrote a fucking letter.
Okay.
Why would you write a letter, though? How would you make a phone call? Say, hey, we have a $9 million budget, too, but we still have about 35 or $3.5 million in our coffers. What's happening over there? What are you spending your money on?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you guys are, like, seriously... operating at $2.5 million a year,
uh-huh.
and you guys get $9,000, you guys should have money.
$9 million.
$9 million.
Yeah.
you guys should have some fucking money.
Right. So, but she did everything. Like, she went to the bank. She didn't let anybody touch anything without her deciding what they got to touch. Wow. Pretty much. And the city was okay with just giving her all this responsibility.
A fucking high school graduate with no anything.
Right.
Okay.
So, in 2011, she's going off on her fucking horse bullshit for 4 months.
Okay.
And she has a city clerk who acts as the comptroller when she's out of town. Mm-hmm. Her name is Kathy Swanson.
Okay.
Swanson.
Kathy Swanson.
Kathy has to, like, reconcile some shit and do some stuff. And she doesn't have enough, all the information, so she calls the bank and she's like, can you send me... And usually, Rita would have her do this anyway, but Rita would tell her what to request from the bank. Mm-hmm. This time she calls and she's like, I need you to send me...
Everything.
Yeah. Send me all the, like, the bank statements, documentation, everything. I need to, you know, I need to do my job.
Something's going on.
I need to do my job, because she just has to, you know, she's acting as a comptroller, so she has to basically reconcile numbers and all that good stuff.
Okay.
The bank sends her stuff, because they don't know what the fuck she wants, so they send her everything.
Great. Good job, bank.
And she's like, what the fuck is this?
Wait.
So, she's like, there's this account called this RCS. Or RSCDA account, that fucking sewer account that Rita had opened. And there's 179 deposits and a bunch of shit happening with this checking account. But I don't know this account because we don't have an account called that in the city. This looks funny. So she's like,
It's fishy as
fuck. I'm going to the mayor. She went straight to the mayor.
The mayor ain't even getting paid, huh?
And the mayor's like, you know.
Looking like he's drinking his coffee. What an account.
But at first before she goes to the mayor, she's thinking about it. She's like, what the hell? Like, so she sat on it for a couple of weeks or whatever. And then she goes to the mayor. And the mayor's like, Exactly. So Kathy's like, are you going to call the police? He's like, no, I'm calling the fucking FBI.
Damn.
He calls the FBI.
Damn. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is.
In the city, you can only handle so much money. I got to call the federal bureau.
He's like, I'm calling the FBI. So, basically, because of Rita's lack of fucking, like, her sneakiness caught up to her. She didn't get to freaking, like, do, you know, I guess she didn't
cover her shit.
Plan this trip very well. So, the mayor and Kathy, they get with the FBI, and the FBI is like, don't say shit to this fucking bitch. Don't say shit to her. We're gonna build our case.
Okay.
So, for 6 months, they have to just, like, sit on
watch
this.
Her.
They can't, yeah. And they're like, report to us what's happening, but don't say shit to her.
Okay.
So, Kathy, I think I heard an audio. Kathy was like, oh my God, I was sweating. I was nervous.
Did she think Rita was going to kill her or something?
She couldn't say anything to her. Like, you know, she's used to working with this lady and probably they're having conversations every day.
So it's awkward.
Yeah. So
I would have been looking at her sideways like, yeah, bitch, I know what the fuck you've been doing.
Right. So Rita's like, oh my God, FBI. They're like telling me not to say anything. So
you blow the whistle, bitch. You better lick it. You started it. You better finish it off.
Right.
You better stay strong and be quiet.
Yeah. And so over this time, during this fucking 6 months that the FBI's building their investigation, fucking Rita steals another $1.5 million from the fucking city.
Look at the FBI's like, good. Keep got it. Good work, Rita. Good work.
So, yeah. So, they're like, okay, we're gonna just do our thing. And so, on April 17th, 2012, she walks into work and the FBI's like, bitch, we got you.
Did she try to run?
I don't think so.
Look at how
she didn't know they were going to be there.
How do you not expect to get caught eventually? Like, I feel like from what you're telling me, she didn't give a fuck.
No.
And she's just like, I am spending this money.
I'm getting away with it.
They are never going to catch me. I'm just going to go. Like, I would have had a go bag. I would have been ready to run.
Right.
Look at.
There's a point where it sinks in where you're like,
I'm in.
What am I going to do?
I'm in deep. Yeah. Deep. So listen, if they were like, Rita, FBI, I would have turned and ran the fuck out of
there. They would have fucking tackled your ass like you were in the NFL. Your ass would have been fucking missing teeth after they were done with you.
Police brutality! Police brutality!
We're not the police, we're the FBI, we can do what we want. Fuck
you. Kick you in the fucking face. Shut up.
Yeah, no, she fucking, they got her. She walks into work and they're like, ha ha, bitch.
Damn.
You're going down. So, April 17th, 2012, they fucking get her ass. They arrest her, and she's indicted by a fucking federal grand jury for embezzling $30 million from the city.
Shit.
During the previous 6 fucking years. She'd been doing this for more than 20 years.
Okay.
But they get her on the previous 6 years.
Isn't there a statute of limitation or something like that?
I don't, probably. There's a statute of limitations on fucking rape, so why wouldn't there be on fucking embezzlement? This is a white collar crime, mind you. Yeah. So nobody actually got injured or like physically harmed.
You got people losing their jobs and shit.
Yeah,
bitch.
You're responsible for jobs lost and fucking money lost, so whatever. But no. She was charged with 1 count of wire fraud. And they released her on bail the next day, $4,500. So $4,500 on bail the next day.
That's so stupid. Like, she obviously has means and she could obviously make moves.
Mm-hmm. And then on May 12th, she was indicted again. It was superseded by that first indictment for embezzling $53 million over the last 22 years. So the first indictment was for the last 6 years. The second was for the whole 22 years.
Okay.
The total. So, the marshal's office fucking takes all her fucking shit and auctions it all off. They're like, we're gonna get this money back for the fucking city.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up getting $9 million for all the stuff that they auctioned.
$9 million?
Just $9 million.
A year worth of their salary back?
Just $9 million. So, like, the horses, because you're at an auction, you're going to get shit for less than it's worth. They fucking auctioned off all those horses. All 400 horses.
400 horses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 12 states, 400 horses.
Mm-hmm.
She must have been buying horse farms.
She had she had 22 farms, honey.
Oh, yeah. She bought them, though.
Horse farms. They auctioned off her little bus. Her fucking mobile home, motor home, whatever you want to call it. They auctioned off her jewels, her fucking diamond Rolex. They auctioned off all her shit. Her house.
Good.
Yeah. All gone. On November 14th, 2012, she pleaded guilty before Judge Philip Reinhardt to a single count of wire fraud.
And
it was a part of a deal, a plea deal.
I bet.
Because she admitted to money laundering and using the embezzled money to finance her horse operation. She was required to forfeit all of that money, more than $53.7 million.
So she still had the money?
In cash, assets, and possessions.
That's
when they auctioned it off.
Yeah.
Okay. And it basically equivalent to the amount she stole, which is being used to make full restitution to the city. She told the FBI agents that some of the money was spent on her horses and their upkeep, of course. They sought forfeiture. The prosecutor sought forfeiture of her horse farm and 300 horses in addition to her 3 homes. So she had 3 homes and her fucking coach.
All by herself.
Yeah, her fucking mobile home. And then they discovered that she actually fucking started this shit in 1988. Like, she opened that account in 1990, but she was doing this before that.
Oh, fuck.
She had siphoned off $25,000 from the Dixon Sister City program over 2 years. She pleaded guilty. If she didn't plead guilty, she would have faced additional charges of bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering, and she could have gone to prison for the rest of her life. So she was sentenced. She got basically 20 years. It's like 19 years and 7 months that she got. So she'll be 82 when she's released.
Oh, so she's still in jail.
Girl, yeah, this happened in 2012.
You know they let them out.
But the judge was so disgusted. He was like, because usually, like, in a white-collar crime, you can fucking surrender yourself to jail. You report to jail at a given date.
Right.
He was like, no, bitch, you go straight to fucking jail.
Exactly, because she could shake the spot if she wanted to. I'm sure she got passed.
At that point, no, she couldn't. She had to report to prison. No. But the judge was like, I don't like you.
Jail time, bitch.
You fucking go straight to fucking prison. You don't get time to say goodbye to family, friends,
don't
loved
ones. Don't class go. Don't collect fuck $200. Off. You's a dirty bitch.
Fuck off to prison.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And then at her sentencing, they sought the maximum sentence of 20 years. So she got 19 fucking years and 7 months.
She should.
And like 19 days.
Golly, gee.
Here it is right here. Reinhardt was so disgusted with Crumwell's behavior that he revoked her bail and remanded her to custody rather than allow her to self-report to prison.
Good.
She appealed the sentence, and the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the fucking sentence in November 2013. So, she is incarcerated at the Federal Correction Institute in Pekin, Illinois. And she's scheduled for release on March 5th, 2030. The city also got a settlement from the auditors and from the bank. Because the bank should have caught that shit too.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have allowed her to open a fucking bank account on behalf of the city and her be the only signator. And so this attorney guy, I forgot what his name was. He's bald. he's a bald dude. He got the fucking city a $40 million settlement from the auditing company and from the bank. So that is the story of crooked Rita Cronwell.
Dude.
The queen of horses.
The queen of horses?
The queen of horses. Yeah. I call her that.
Are you giving her that name?
The thing was called All the Queen's Horses.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the documentary was called, but I'm just calling her the queen of horses because basically that's like the majority of what she spent was on those fucking horses. Bitch, you don't need 400 horses.
No, you don't.
What is wrong with your brain?
I don't have 400 anything.
Donate some of that fucking stolen money. How about that? Oh, she probably donated it to a horse charity. Never mind.
Stupid bitch.
Quarter horses. You ain't fucking a Vanderbilt or a Rothschild. And that's probably what she thought she was trying to do. But whatever. I can't.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's insane. The city allowed her to do this. They didn't check. Nobody was checking the money. Like, where's this money going? We have a budget of $9 million, but we can't afford to pay our freaking road workers. What the fuck? There were so many jobs. Like, she had busted, basically, I think they had performed, like, 66 road jobs. Over the last, like, 5 years that she was doing. Because she was like, we don't have money for that.
That's stupid.
There was potholes. People were fucking, you know, bumping into fucking driving in potholes and shit. Because she wasn't having them do their job. Because she was taking the money.
Don't worry about that sinkhole. It's fine.
Oh, sinkhole. That would be awful. So, yeah. Rita Cronwell, you are disgusting. And somebody should fucking, like... Literally, like...
She's in jail now.
I know, but, like, literally, like, if anybody's putting money on your commissary, they should embezzle that shit. The jail should embezzle your money.
I'm sure she's someone's bitch commissary. In there, unless, like, she...
She's old. She's 62.
Unless she knew how...
Well, she was at the time.
...hook it up and, you know, hide money very well.
It's just insane. How do you justify... Oh, and then, like, the lady, the woman who's responsible for the documentary, there was an interview with her that I watched, and she was like, I think she just did it because she could.
Yeah.
She just did it because she could. The bitch was greedy. Let's be honest. She was greedy. She wanted to have a fucking luxurious lifestyle. She wanted to have, basically do whatever she will or wanted. And in order to do that, she had to have money, and the city wasn't checking her. So that she was like, I'm just going to take this money.
And I think you're right. It's just like she had the opportunity.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It was the opportunity to get in there and get the money and nobody was checking. But and she had all the power.
Here's my... Okay. I have this thing about, like, if I'm going to do this, I'm not going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know... If I'm going to take some money, I'm going to take a substantial amount of money. And that will be it. I'm not going to carry on this fucking facade. What happens when you have to retire? Or when you get fired, if you ever get fired, because they weren't going to fire
but
her.
But it's like this. I got fired and I got away with all this money. They're never look at. They're never going to find it.
They're going to come back for
somebody
that
else gets in there. And yeah. Then it was coming for her no matter what. Her days were numbered no matter what. And maybe she was living that YOLO lifestyle. You only live once.
Old ladies don't do that.
Apparently old white. Was she white?
Yes.
Old white ladies do. Horses. And diamonds and Rolex.
Diamonds.
And diamonds. And $1 million buses. I'm just saying, it sounds like, you know, rich
white
people.
What do you need a bus for? Oh, I'm sorry. She needed the bus to be on the road for her fucking horse fucking bullshit.
I'm sorry. That's what it sounded like to me.
It's just so insane. I was like, why does she think that she can get away with this? Oh, and then so, like, I heard the audio of, like, there was a reporter, like, during the trial. The reporter was like, Rita, why did you steal $53.7 million from the city?
Rita, why'd you do it?
And Rita was like, I'm not saying shit to nobody. She just, like, got in her car and bounced. But what is the, like, are you that greedy? You don't need $53.7 million. I mean, again, it happened over 22 years. But still, I'm going to, like, go out on a limb and say, if I got away with that first $181,000, if I did it right, I could have put that money somewhere. Oh my God.
Yeah, get that one.
Nora, stop it. Can I make myself look skinnier?
Rita, why'd you steal our money?
It's insane! But the amount of the money that she embezzled from the city, it's not even like she did it, like she was a private company that was embezzling money from, like, private clients. Oh, and the numbers, it's over the lifetime of what she did, it was $3,300 per resident.
That's how much she stole?
Mm-hmm. Per resident of the city.
So I'm like, you owe me some money.
Yeah.
As an individual, there should be like a class action lawsuit.
To sue the city for them hiring her?
Yeah, but I've been driving on these bumpy ass streets and stuff like that.
You know how many fucking flats I got because of these goddamn potholes?
I want my money.
Oh, that's what happened on Casino. That lady was like, I want my money. And then Joe Pesci killed her.
Oh. Okay, I'll calm down.
I am not wrong.
That's insane. All right, well, shit. Opportunity. They definitely need to have someone else on top of the controller checking the fucking controller, and that audit company was garbage.
Yeah, so now they have, you know, they learned their lesson. Mm-hmm. So they've actually recouped some money, and they hired a new comptroller / whatever the hell she was. And, like, after the first year, they had the new person in that job said that they had recouped, like, I think $3 million so far. Like, you know, just in their daily activities or whatever.
Okay.
But, yeah. It's just insane.
That's nuts. Interesting. All right, cool. That's crazy, man. 400 horses? I can't get over that. Like, if anybody out there does, like, raises horses, shows horses, how much is it to have a horse?
It's at least $200,000 a year to keep a horse up.
Per horse.
Uh-huh.
Farts. That's insane, man.
To keep, and these are show horses. It's not just, like, a horse that I go out and ride occasionally, or, you know, when I feel like it, I'm gonna go visit my horse stable.
Yeah.
I have 22 stables. 22 farms just, in 12 states.
You gotta upkeep that stuff too.
Yes.
She just got fat greedy.
I'm sorry, in 13 states.
What are those called? Like greedy fat pigs? She was a greedy fat pig.
Mm-hmm. But she wasn't fat.
I'm not saying she's fat. I'm just saying, like, in her gluttony and her greed.
Uh-huh.
Of property, of horses, yeah, of materialistic things, mm-hmm, and the way she was taking the money.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a slap in the face. Honestly, it was a big ass slap in the face.
I didn't even tell you the best part yet, though.
We almost finished. Tell me.
She fucking named all these horses.
After people in the city?
Nope. She had a horse the guy on, like, the announcer at one of the shows said that the horse's name was I Execute Class. But it should probably be I Exude Class. Uh-huh. She had a horse named I'm Money Too.
Oh my god.
She had a horse named She Scores. Packin' Jewels. Me, Myself, and I. Jewelry by Tiffany. Careful Who You Invite. Ain't I a Natural? And I Found a Penny. All of these horse names, like, if you, like, think about, like, what the fuck she's doing, it sounds like she's, like, naming them, like, ironic names.
Yeah.
To, like, hint at, like, yeah, I'm fucking taking all this money.
Haha, bitches.
You guys don't know what I'm doing.
Idiots.
Yeah.
It's a slap in the fucking face.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I was her boss or her coworker, I would have punched her in the fucking face. And, like, bitch, I've been, like, I have been submitting for a fucking raise for the past 6 years. And you've been shitting out diamonds and horses and shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm punching you in the face.
Uh-huh. And, like, the Kathy, this lady, because the one who caught the fucking shit.
Yeah.
She had said, like, she, at first, you know, she was like, I listened to them as they put the handcuffs. I listened to the sound of the handcuffs, you know. That sound. And then the next day she was like, I was crying because I wanted to know if she was okay in jail and if she had a blanket and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, this lady raped you. Like
that bitch.
She basically, she financially raped the city.
Yeah, she did.
For years. She didn't care about anybody's fucking livelihood, their families, their fucking, the fact that they might not have had a job because of her.
Sure didn't.
She was fucking living the high life, playing with horses.
Fuck like, that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Enough said. Well, that was her.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Rita Crundwell.
Crundwell. Rita Crundwell. You're a bitch. sorry. That's what you get. All right. Awesome. So, what's your thumbs up for the week?
Oh God. I'm gonna say my thumbs up for the week was the Outlier Podcast Podfest.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It was a good time, and there needs to be more of those, like, you know, or more things like it.
Yeah. They said, we met Todd Cochran from Blueberry, the founder, creator from Blueberry.
Yeah.
He's very interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to call him and interview him.
Look, we might be switching over to Blueberry. I don't know. But, I'm going to agree with you with, you know, that being a highlight. And we got to hang out in L.A. We got to see some friends. We got to hang out in a celebrity's house. we had a great night, Friday night. We did the most and came in like rock stars on Saturday.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, I did find mosquito bites on me.
You got mosquito bites?
On my arms.
We were hanging out, some house.
By the pool.
We're out by the pool hanging out, and there was mosquitoes, and I got a mosquito bite on my finger and on my chest.
I have them on my arms.
But we were walking through this freaking, like, this house, this yard. There's, like, a little sitting area here, a little sitting area
there's,
there.
Like, lots of places to be. And that's, like, it has ambiance for certain scenes.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm just saying, like, if you were a rich...
And lots of spiders.
A rich, white gay man in Hollywood, L.A., you've got a very nice house.
If you're a rich white man, that could be, like, anybody.
Well, if you don't have a nice house, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm not talking about you.
I'm not talking about you.
I'm not talking to you or about you.
Yeah. It was just a very nice house. Like, I feel like I could do so much with my bathrooms. Like, I was taking so many pictures. I was like, ooh, I like this. Ooh, I like this. I was taking, like, a lot of inspiration from the house.
Vision board.
Vision board. Just like, wow, this is amazing. These are things I want at my home. Like, I do want, like, a koi pond.
That koi pond.
Mm. Oh, my God. Just places to lounge around. Places to sit in the garden.
It was... trees, though. Like, I just love the fact that there were so many big-ass fucking trees. Yeah. And those are old trees. Like,
they're old
I mean, they weren't old.
The house was, like, built in the
old redwood trees, 1902. But they were old trees. Yeah.
And the people that lived there, if they wanted to add anything or, you know, add on to the home, it had to be in the essence of 1902.
Yeah, so they have to get permission from the city to do anything. From the city,
and it had to be like original. Like the stuff would have had to have been
the style
of 1902. So this house was immaculate. It was like one of those million-dollar homes, and it's nice having friends that have friends. You right? know what I'm saying?
For real.
So, yeah, I'm going to give that as my thumbs up, too. I just had a lot of fun. We met a lot of great people. Someone wants us to tell secrets from Las Vegas. And
I have a bunch.
We have a bunch of... Listen.
Yeah, we do.
We live next door to Las Vegas. We're 3 hours away from Las Vegas. We've been going to Las Vegas
before... I haven't been to Vegas in a while. But...
Before we were even legally able to go to Vegas and have a good time, we've been going to Vegas since we were fucking kids.
Yeah.
So we've got stories on stories, but I don't want to tell people secrets, you know what I'm saying?
No, don't tell people.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I'm not going to tell my you know?
Like that time that, that chick was like, oh, take her shoes off because you don't want her to break your ankle or whatever, that lady, when you and Ashley were like dragging me down the hall.
Oh my God, we dragged Brandy's dead fucking body into our room because she was blitzed.
Uh-huh.
And so we showed up at our hotel in the cab, and Brandy's like, passed the fuck out, and they didn't want to let us in our hotel.
I think that was a different time.
Was that a different time?
Maybe it wasn't.
We have too much fun. They didn't want to let her in her room. And so the thing, they're like, they say to Brandy, ma'am, what year is it? What year is it? Brandy's fucking drunk. She goes, it's 1999. I was like, shut the fuck up. I had to like slap her. I was like, what year is it, dude? And you're like, oh, 2016. Whatever fucking year
it was.
It was
like 2013.
I don't know about that, but whatever fucking year it was.
I think it was 2013.
Okay.
Because it was my birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So
around this time, a couple years
2011.
Ago.
No. 13. 12.
It might have been 13. It was before. 12. It was before me and Jamal were together. Before you and Jamal were together. So 2012.
No, 2011.
Anyway, who fucking cares? Brandy likes to get loosey-goosey in Vegas. The drinks that just keep on
that
coming.
That was because...
We were pre-gaming a
lot. Yeah, a lot. We like, a whole lot.
We didn't even make it to the club. Brandy died before we made it there. We had to go back to the room. And we had to drag a dead body.
I was like, where did we go last night? And I was just like, we didn't go anywhere, Brandy!
And she was like, go to sleep! You ruined it.
It was this morning. It was the next morning.
It was the next morning and we didn't go anywhere. And Brandy was like, where do we go? We're like, bitch, we went downstairs. We went next door.
Yeah, like, we were at another hotel. That was funny.
Oh my God. And then like Ashley and I, we met like Coolio running through like the Paris Hotel and freaking Flavor Flav. It was crazy. There's lots of crazy stories. So maybe I'll tell a story. I don't know. I'll think about it. But, yeah, man. So, hey, if you are still listening, what up? Thanks for listening. I hope you liked what you heard. Leave us a review. Leave us a review. Wherever you're listening, leave us a review.
Leave us a review.
Could ya? We would really love that. That would make us oh so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And follow us on social. Follow us on Twitter, Book of Lies Pod, on Insta, Book of Lies Podcast. I'll post some pictures of... I want to see what this bitch looks like. Rita.
You want to see? I'll show you a picture.
I want to see what she looks like, so I'll put that up on Twitter. And, yeah, we just had the best time this weekend. We had a real blast, and it was honestly, we made it there because of the Lady Pod Squad, and, you know, I love this, you know, this community that we're a part of. I love this podcast family that we're a part of. You know, Pod and Family, Pod People. Oh, she's a bitch. Looking at this
Oh.
She looks like a bitch.
It's the white bitch!
It's the great white bitch! Yeah, send me some of these pictures. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so we just had the best time, and we are so happy to be a part of this community, and to be where we are, and to just keep growing and developing. And
look, this is her in her fucking... one of her
I see her, I saw that.
Fur coats.
I'm talking. And to grow. We want to grow. So let us know what you guys want from us and what we could do to make this better. And we will try and make that happen. So that's all we have for today. And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Randy Flakes.
And this is... Book of Lies. The podcast.
The podcast.